It was confusion, not a direct attack. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a Mexican prosecutor says about what happened to four Americans. Two are dead, the other two now in a Texas hospital.
Officials say they likely got lost and were mistaken by members of a drug cartel for rogue drug mules.
Fox's Brooke Singman.
We are learning that Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown were already dead by the time authorities arrived on scene. The two other victims, Latavia McGee and Eric James Williams, survived the horrifying kidnapping. All four travelers from South Carolina, and they went to Mexico so McGee could get a tummy tuck procedure.
There is one Mexican man in custody.
And the task forward is to ensure that justice is done.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Many Republicans in Congress demanding the Biden administration do more to stop Mexican drug cartels. The NTSB's opened a safety probe into Norfolk Southern Railroad, investigating five incidents dating back to December, including yet another one in Ohio yesterday that involved a conductor who was killed when a dump truck crashed into a train. Of course, Norfolk Southern's had derailments in Ohio, one of them in February in East Palestine, spewed toxic chemicals and fumes. Two small planes collided in midair in Winter Haven, Florida, killing all four people on board. This woman heard what she says was a big thud.
There's no words to something like that, a freak accident to happen.
More rain and snow forecast in parts of California and the already snowed under San Bernardino Mountains east of L.A.
Major roads back down to lower elevations have finally reopened. This after up to a dozen feet of snow fell in some spots. Many people here couldn't get out of their homes because so much snow built up and crews couldn't plow the roads fast enough.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Crestline. It's International Women's Day. And the U.N. says the Taliban retook control of Afghanistan. And since then, it's the most repressive country in the world for women and girls. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
House Republicans hold their first hearing today in their committee investigating COVID's origins, including if it leaked out of a Chinese lab and if the U.S. helped shoot that theory down early in 2020.
If government was involved in that misinformation, there has to be an explanation.
GOP Congressman John Joyce is on the committee. The FBI and Energy Department recently assessed COVID was likely a lab leak. Worry about China manipulating TikTok content and stealing user data has the app already banned on U.S. government and some state-issued phones and devices, and that could be expanded.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia and South Dakota Senator John Thune lead Republican on the Senate Commerce Subcommittee for Tech, introducing the Restrict Act to give the White House the power to ban China-based video sharing app TikTok and other potential tech threats.
And the ability of that platform to be used by the Communist Party both to take on data, but also potentially as a malign influence and propaganda tool.
The measure after the GOP-controlled House Foreign Affairs Committee voted this week to also give President Biden the authority to ban TikTok, even amid some Democratic pushback. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stock futures are rising modestly the day after a big sell-off. The Dow plunged more than 500 points after what Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told a Senate hearing.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation is causing significant hardship, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
Powell told senators that means the Fed could get more aggressive with more and bigger interest rate hikes if inflation doesn't come down and the economy stays strong. Powell will testify at a House hearing today. The World Baseball Classic's underway. Netherlands won the first game, played in overnight U.S. time, beating Cuba 4-2. And right now in Taiwan, another game starting, Panama versus Chinese Taipei. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.